Hello, morning. This is Riley. Can you guys hear me all right?
I can hear you, Riley.
All right. Sounds good, Amy.
We can't hear you in the boardroom, though, Chair.
Oh.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, thank you.
Excellent. Thank you for letting me know that. So good to see all of you. So, aloha mai kakou. My name is Dawn Chang. I am Chair of the Board of Land and Natural Resources. This is the August 8, 2025 meeting of the board, and it is 9 a.m. I'm going to go over some public meeting protocols before we formally start the meeting. We're holding this meeting as a hybrid meeting. Some of us are in person in the Kalani Moku boardroom in Honolulu, and we are also holding this meeting remotely via Zoom. In addition, it can be watched live on YouTube. For those testifying via Zoom, we will move you from the waiting room into the meeting when the board hears the item you signed up to testify on. Please remember to mute your YouTube when you enter the Zoom meeting, or we will get an echo. When you enter the Zoom room, please keep your camera off and microphone muted until the chair calls upon you for your testimony. The chat box is not to be used for any comments because that presents a sunshine issue. However, the board secretary may message you via the chat box to ask which item you wish to testify on so she can let you into the meeting at the appropriate time. Presentations by staff and comments by applicants are limited to no more than 5 minutes each. I especially note that to our state park staff. We ask members of the public testifying on agenda items to limit their testimony to no more than 2 minutes. Testifiers will not be allowed to relinquish their time to others. Please address your comments to the board and not to the project applicant. Before starting your testimony, please clearly state your name and identify yourself for the record. We may take a break if every hour or so. I'm now going to read the standard contested case statement. In some of the matters before the board, a person may wish to request a contested case hearing. If such a request is made before the board's decision, then the board will consider the request first before considering the merits of the item before it. A person who wants a contested case may also wait until the board decides the issue, then request the contested case after the decision, but before the close of the board meeting. It is up to you. Any request must also be made in writing within 10 calendar days. If no request for contested case is made, the board will make a decision, and the department will treat the decision as final and proceeding accordingly. In addition, the board may go into executive session pursuant to Section 92-5, subparagraph A4 of the Hawaii Revised Statutes in order to consult with its attorney on questions and issues pertaining to the board's powers, duties, privileges, immunities, and liabilities. I'm not going to take roll call of the board members. I'm first going to do the board members that are in the board room, and then I'll go on Zoom. I'd like to first of all welcome our newest land board member, Board Member Calvin Young, who is the interim at-large board member, and he replaced Board Member Vernon Char. So, Calvin, if you can just, we do roll call, I'll just say that you're present.
I am present and welcome everyone. Sorry that I can't see all of you in person.
And I appreciated that Calvin, he rearranged his travel schedule. He was actually intended to be out of town, but convinced his wife that he should be presently here. So, we appreciate that. I told him if he was going to do that for any meeting, this was probably the best meeting to ease his way in. But I also told him now that his face is on public as a board member, we look forward to seeing him in our future board meetings. So, Dawn Chang, Chair of the Board, I'm now going to go on our Zoom. I'll first start off. And Board Member Kanto, if you can turn on your screen.
Chair, she may not be able to join us because there was an accident right outside of her house. So she's
Oh,
trying to
no.
log in.
Oh my goodness. Okay.
Okay, so I'll start with me, Karen
Okay.
Ono, Kauai
Okay.
member.
Thank you, Karen. Riley?
Aloha, Riley Smith, Hawaii Island board member, and they were able to clear the road in front of my office, so I'm on Zoom.
My goodness, Amy.
Aloha, Amy Barnes, Oahu member.
Okay. And Kaivi Yoon is not present. And hopefully Member Kanto will join us. This is a strange morning, but I am optimistic we're going to move this agenda along. So I also want to introduce our board secretary today, Rihanna Wright, and also accompanying her is Ross Miyamoto. And our deputy attorney general is Miranda Steed today. So we have a really full agenda today. So I'm going to take them in the order that they've been agendized. Nobody's asked for a move up, but
Calvin picked a good day to
that's what
talk.
we said. That's what we said. I don't know who erased this, but one question. I'm sorry, board members, of those of you who are on Zoom, I did not ask you if you are in a room, if you could identify if there's anybody else in the room with you. I'll start off with board member Ono.
I have my little nephew, not Baker today. I have my little nephew, 4-year-old. So he's sitting here watching his video, being really nice, right across from
Thank
me, as a matter of fact.
Well, we welcome him too. Thank you. Riley?
Aloha, I am by myself in my office in Kailua Kona.
Thank you. Amy?
I'm also by myself. There's no one in the room with me.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. All right. With that being said, I'm going to start with the first agenda item is A1, approval of the July 25th, 2025 summary minutes. Board members, do you have any questions or comments on item A1 being the summary minutes for July 25th?
I do, Chair. This is Karen.
Yes.
Item E1, there was
Okay.
much discussion on that about the length of the concession agreement, and we were told that it was only a 10-year agreement, yet the law itself, 102-2, says 25 years. Can somebody please clarify that for me?
That is a good, because I believe you're correct, Karen, that we actually, the board did approve a longer term. Wait, this is Huamaka Ainana.
Yes.
So that is correct. There, under our current rules, the law, we are only permitted to make a 10-year concession agreement. However, we are working with the Attorney General's office on addressing the issue of a longer term lease, or we may end up proposing potential legislation to change that to meet the intent of this law. But at current, that was our restriction. So the minutes do reflect that we are only able to issue a 10-year concession agreement with no options to renew. That's why we had to delete that. But I think the minutes do accurately reflect what we were able to do.
But the law is in effect from 2024, so why are we restricted to 10 years and not 25 years?
My understanding is the law under 103D provides for only 10 years.
Okay, so we're actually on 102-2.
Yeah. Alan, why don't you come on up?
Okay.
And again, this is just to assure that the minutes are accurate, because we're not going to change the substance. But Alan, if you want to clarify.
Sure. Good thing I came in today.
You're
Alan
right.
Carpenter, Assistant Administrator with State Parks. I actually believe so. Board Member Ono did ask the question at the board meeting. I personally didn't answer because I didn't know the answer. I believe it was confirmed by the AG at the table at the time. She's contending that the law allows for up to 25. So we could check that. But the recommendation was for 10, which was made in agreement with the HUI. So regardless of whether we could have gone longer, I don't think we were asking to go longer. And as we discussed at the meeting, our intent is to change the nature of this agreement in the very short term, which would then open up a longer time frame. So I'm not going to comment on the legality because I'm not certain, but the ask was and the recommendation was for 10. So I think we may have misspoken in regards to Board Member Ono's question, but I think the agreement is what we all intended it to be, the length of term.
And Karen, I do recall the agenda item was a recommendation for only 10 years. There was considerable discussion. The intention of the, I think, the drafters of the law, based upon the HUI representation, was to have a longer term lease. So we're exploring this. So I think the agenda, the minutes are accurate, but we are trying to address your substantive issues separately with the AG's office, as well as including, I think there was some discussions with some key legislators regarding this matter.
Okay, so it is being discussed then.
Yes, it is.
Okay, and then Member Canto says she can't get a video, but she can do audio.
So she can join us if she can do audio, because we have enough for a quorum.
Okay.
Okay, so please ask her to join us. Thank you very much, Alan.
Thanks.
So with that being said, are there any other comments to the draft minutes, summary minutes of July 25th?
Chair, I will abstain from this vote since I missed that meeting, but I think it would be helpful to have clear direction on Member Ono's question, given that I assume we will be voting on similar questions going forward where the recommendation from staff may be a different time frame.
So I appreciate that. And I think we will have staff talk to the AG's office regarding the 25 years. It was my understanding under 103D, the amendment was a 10-year concession, but let's go and confirm that. And maybe if you can follow up with Board Member Ono on the particular statute that she was looking at, which is a 25 years. But we are looking at the longer, the much broader issue being entering into longer term leases on these INA-based management agreements where they can have longer than a 10-year so that they can do investments in the property as well. Okay.
Yeah, so, totally agree, Chair. Okay. I mean, I think, for exactly the reasons you said, I think if we can do the longer term, that would be great. So
okay, thank you. So is there any other comments? I appreciate the abstention. So maybe Board Member Young, I think the board's protocol has been, if they aren't present for the board meeting when the minutes are being acted upon, they will abstain. So I will leave that up to you.
No, I will, Chair, I will abstain since I was not present at that meeting.
Okay, thank you. So with that being said, one, two, oh, okay. Now we don't have a quorum. What a confusion. Here we all thought this was going to be like a, you know, an easy meeting. There's been so many complications. But I think with Board Member Canto,
she can get video, we'll be okay. But
I think we can't. I think that
we need four.
Yeah, I think we need four. So you know what we're going to do? We're going to defer the meeting notes to the next meeting when we can have a quorum. But I appreciate everybody's patience on this. So we're going to defer item A1 until the next meeting. And let's go on to the next item. So the next item on our agenda is item D1.
Hey, good morning, Chair, board members. Thank you. Ian Hirokawa with Land Division. This item here is a grant of a perpetual non-exclusive easement to the city and county for drainage purposes, as well as issuance of a construction right of entry this is located at Waimanalo, tax map key 14110, portion of parcel 107. Maybe because this is a fairly routine, I guess, I'm not sure, Member Young, how familiar you are with the LNR and Land Division. So kind of just give you a brief overview. Land Division is responsible for assisting the board in its management of what's called the unencumbered lands, public lands, which are state-owned lands that aren't really used for any other purposes. So like schools, hospitals, parks, forest reserves, we don't manage that. We were we kind of manage what's called like the leftover lands. So it's a huge variety of lands, including the shoreline, water rights, lands like, you know, just regular lands like these, and all types of zone areas, you know, zoning in different areas across the state. So that's kind of what we do. And a lot of what you'll see from us are dispositions by lease, revocable permit, right of entry, easement to both government and private entities. So that's really kind of what you'll see coming from Land Division in a nutshell. So with this case, where the city has requested an easement and a right of entry for what they're going to install is a new concrete swale, grouted rubble paving and concrete cap, and it's already part of a drainage system that the city already has. And if you look at the photos, it kind of shows that, you know, there is an existing system there. That system though is not that existing system is not on the on the state owned land. So if you look at figure two on the very last page of the submittal, it would be installed on the right half of the photo, which is the state owned property. And we own to the, essentially the middle of that, that we believe to be a stream. But so the new, you know, the new improvements would be located there. And they're just requesting an easement. And because it is a public use, we recommend that the easement be given at gratis for no charge, as well as perpetual lot. In most cases, we do only have a term of a maximum 65 years. So, but in this case, because it is a government public use, we're requesting perpetual and be available for any questions.
Thank you very much, Ian. And I appreciate for providing Member Young an overview. So in our submittals, you'll notice we do a Chapter 343 analysis. Mm-hmm. So that we ensure that if it's exempt, and in this case, staff is recommending based upon our exemption list that it's an exempt activity. But it is, we have been sued at times for not acting on Chapter 343. So we do try to ensure that all of our board submittals at least address that issue, as well as there are other standard terms and conditions. But board members, do you have any questions about item D1?
Just a quick question, Chair, for Ian.
Yes.
Hey, thanks for this. Just wanted to see, given how this is structured, what, if any, sort of notice the community received on this?
I don't know if the city did, excuse me, if the city did any notice. We didn't do any kind of public hearing for this, though. We did not, but I'm not sure what actions the city took, whatever. I'm not sure what the processes are for something like this. So, and I don't think, unfortunately, they're not here today, so I don't think I can give an answer. I can just tell you that we didn't do any kind of public hearing, though, for this.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you, Amy. Any other questions, board members? Do I have anybody in the boardroom who wants to provide a comment on item D1? Okay. Is there anybody on Zoom? Are we on there, Ross? I'm going to close public comment. Board members, do I have a motion on item D1?
Motion to approve.
Thank you.
As submitted.
Do I have a second? Thank you very much. With that, since this is the first vote of the commission, I'm going to do a roll call vote. Rihanna?
Member Young?
Aye.
Chair Cheng?
Aye.
Member Ono?
Aye.
Member Smith?
Aye.
Member Barn?
Aye.
Member Kanto?
She's okay. Muted.
Hua, can you unmute yourself? Well, maybe she's having technical difficulties. So let the record reflect that we're unable to see Member Kanto or hear Member Kanto. But we do have the motion passes. It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 votes. So we'll proceed. So Calvin, you can take this first motion and you can memorialize it. I'm sorry, it wasn't something much more substantive, but I'm sure the city and county of Honolulu appreciates the most. So with that being said, let's move on to the last item on our agenda. Woo! Item E1.
This is a record day.
Sure.
Thank you, Ian.
Thank you.
First of all, welcome to the Board of Land and Natural Resources.
Thank you.
So I'm Kurt Cottrell. I'm the administrator for the Division of State Parks. I have with me Kay Kaimar, who is our Oahu interpretive specialist, who's going to dazzle you with graphics for this day at the lake. And then you've met Alan Carpenter, the assistant administrator. And the issues we bring before the board, leases, events, MOAs, you know, that kind of thing, not as technical as land division. So
generally a photographics.
So this request is for approval to conduct a one-day community event, a day at Lake Wilson, that will include boat rides, commercial vendors, and educational booths to be held on Saturday, September 27th from 9 to 3 at the Wahiwa Freshwater State Recreation Area, Oahu TMK 17-6001006. And before I let Keikai take it away, just for the board member edification, you may or may not be aware that there's a process in place for the state to acquire Lake Wilson. And it was the intent of the area senator that it become part of our state park, since we have a small park there. So it'll be our first ever freshwater reservoir in the Hawaii Division of State Parks. And we're going through our due diligence process right now before acquisition. And then the ADC corporation will subsume control of the dam. So it'll be a joint recreational and small-scale ag irrigation use. Right now, the dam has some issues, so the water level is low. So what we're asking for today, this will be the fourth day at the lake. I think it was disrupted due to COVID.
Yeah.
And it is a really wonderful way for us to showcase essentially what our improvements are that are coming up, but also to partner and help build capacity for, as I mentioned, we're going to get a lake, we're going to need some help. And so, you know, we're thrilled that we can do this community outreach and, you know, try to develop more capacity to help us manage it. And this is a joint event. Division of Aquatic Resources also helps, participates, because they regulate the fishing on Lake Wilson. And then our enforcement division is also there just to kind of show face and to ensure that everything goes smoothly. It's a great event. Community loves it. And we have a lot of good things coming in the future there. So this particular event is going to be more amplified based on the CIP that we're going to be doing and future types of recreational uses, such as I was just talking with Keikai this morning. I'm going to reach out to the Kanaka Ikaika One Man Racing Association. I think we could set up a small scale, a one man canoe race on this day, and it'll be the first ever, to my knowledge, freshwater OC1 race in the state. So anyway, fun stuff. And with that, I'll let Keikai take it away.
Yeah. Thank you.
Aloha kou, Chair Chang, members of the board, Keikai Moar, Park Interpretive Program Specialist. Voluntold to create a beautiful presentation for, it's going to be really brief, but sharing about Waiwa Freshwater State Recreation Area, mainly Day at the Lake. Here we also have Darren Uisuji from the Wahiwa Community Board Development Organization to also share a bit more about the nonprofit that's co-facilitating this event with DLNR. As Kurt was sharing, you know, this event is a multi-division event shared with or run by other divisions within DLNR and heavy with community partners.
Oh, shoot.
So, don't worry, it won't be too long. It's not supposed to be intimidating. It's supposed to be really engaging.
There won't be a quiz after, so you're okay.
No, but you know, Wahiwa, it's a large state park with the reservoir and miles of shoreline as well. So the opportunity presents itself to provide more engagement with community for hiking opportunities, bicycling, and of course, fishing and boating opportunities. So within This park, we're hoping to have this day at the lake activity. It had occurred, as Kurt was saying, annually for, this would be the fourth year. The last time we went to the board was in 2019. This event was partnership with our community partners and had over 50 different partners from the community to support this event, from environmental booths to youth engagement booths, hula halals. There's mele, all from the community to support this community-based event. You know, as park interpreters, it's really important for us to connect communities to our state parks to allow that platform for them to engage and also just garner more appreciation to the state parks, like Wahiwa is very important with their community. So this event, again, it's going to have education and booths, free boat rides. It's going to have vendors, as we've done in the past. And one of the main purposes of it is to, again, highlight those recreation opportunities, mainly with the CIP improvements that were coming. Some include opening space for disc golf, trails, and in providing space for more people to picnic and enjoy, such as an amphitheater that's also to come. Okay. Sorry, I had other photos to show you. So this is some photos just from last year's Day at the Lake. So we have several different boat operators in partnership with DAR. So they are here to provide the boat activity for our community. Dobor also assists to coordinate the reservations of our boat riders. All riders have to complete a liability applicant application before boarding any of the boats, as well as our staff that is operating the boats. There were five boats that we had. Several majority are from DAR, and then the others were provided from community. And there were also events like hula. Again, this section that you see in this picture, on this hillside is where the proposed amphitheater would be. So we're trying to allow community to see, get a taste of what this could be like, right? A space to bring community, a space for them to garner that appreciation and celebrate what they do within the community. And other areas of the park are also gonna have activities like our educational booths. They're gonna be a section where there would be more or less the farmer's market to engage local vendors. And in the parking lot where a boat ramp is, would have vendors that would be selling food. The idea, again, is to coordinate with our community partners to have local-based vendors within that space. And just to share a lot about our natural and cultural resources all within the neighboring communities. So partners from North Shore side, partners from Central Oahu are also invited to support this event.
Are we going to have the blood bank again this year?
Possibly the blood bank. Yeah. Blood bank. We had over 50 environmental and kind of youth-based partners. And then in 2019's list, there's near 80 different vendors that our community partner helps to bring. You know, and having even like the fire truck, HFD there mm-hmm. and present, as we've done at other events like at Diamond Head, is really important to share that partnership, you know, the talks about wildfire prevention. And it was also helpful to have them on site. Yeah. Real short caveat, just with Diamond Head and all the emergencies when we had our last event, Kids to Park Day, we had HFD there. There was a live emergency, so it's really helpful for them to be on site. With an activity where it's around water, it'll be helpful to have HFD there again. All these other lines that you see in the map, these are all locations that some of the improvements would be at. So, and we could share this for you guys later. So this is where a second restroom, it's a mobile restroom is, and this is further kind of east of the park, and it's more of a secluded area. That space above it would be overflow parking for this day of the event, and because that restroom's there, it'd be helpful. You know, kupuna that might be in that space might be helpful, but also where this location is in partnership with the community. They were able to bring together a tram system, so using golf carts that can move bodies throughout the park. So because this is so far, it can move people from here down to the boat ramp. We would identify locations for kupuna to park so that it's more accessible. Some of their locations, We have invited our disc golf associations, who has a adoptive park partnership in another state park. And this is a highlight of an area that they'd like to develop as well. So having them there to engage with that sport, because that would eventually be in this park, is some of the ideas and partnership reasons to have them attend. And then again, this section right here, number six, is where that amphitheater would be. You know, I don't know if you guys have been there. It's a beautiful park, you know, really serene. And it just doesn't get as much appreciation as we wish it would. And so having these types of events in these parks that are more or less secluded and off the radar from our community are the types of parks we'd like to generate, right? Because there's community that's committed to this space, and we'd like to engage the youth of that space, the families from that space, to show them that this is an incredible park that you can utilize. And to see all the other divisions partnered with this with multiple community organizations is incredible. So we're just excited to have this event again this year.
Thank you.
Good morning, Chair. Good morning. And members of the board. My name is Darren Uesugi. I'm from Waihua. I'm on a board of a nonprofit called Waihua Community-Based Development Organization. And we've been working with state parks on Day at the Lake. Mainly, like Kekai said, is we at the event, we have people who have lived in Waihua for generations, don't even know about this park, and are amazed at what it is and what it's going to turn into. So again, we just look forward to this opportunity to kind of engage the community with this resource.
We appreciate your partnership with us too.
Thank you.
You know, I think, you know, we're really trying to foster that collaboration with communities, because we know that you have all people of the communities will ensure that it's taken care of. So thank you for being here as well.
He does a great job. He's very humble, but we couldn't do this without his support.
Can you just briefly describe some of the CIP projects that you have at Waihua?
It's what Keikai mentioned. We have an outdoor amphitheater. Not a robust list at this point in time. Okay. Pathways, clearing of space, like for the disc golf. The outdoor amphitheater is one of the biggest new elements that I think will really fit with the nature of this park. And it's something the community wanted when we did outreach. They wanted a space where, you know, they could do like hula performances or other types of events. And that hillside lends itself really well to that kind of venue.
Thanks. And I see Brian, your hand is up. And I'm sorry, I was going to go to Brian too with the Division of Aquatic Resources. Brian?
Aloha, Brian Nielsen, Administrator, Division of Aquatic Resources. Just here to support state parks, and we are collaborating with them at the Day at the Lake, and you know, everything that's been said about the park is true. It's amazingly beautiful, and State Parks is doing a great job of managing it, and we definitely support their vision for the different things they have planned for the park. In terms of the Division of Aquatic Resources, we manage the freshwater fishery in the reservoir. But I just wanted to speak up in regard to your question, Chair, about CIP projects. So we do have a CIP project to install a fishing dock next to the boat ramp in the reservoir. We've almost completed the planning phase. And so now we're looking at the implementation of building the dock. One complication is the future dam repairs that's also in the planning stages, and trying to figure out, you know, how to coordinate that with changing reservoir water levels in the future. So just wanted to share that update as well. Mahalo.
Thank you. And if you could briefly describe, I know you're going through a planning process and you're doing community engagement. If you can just share with the board some of that community engagement.
Well, sure. We kind of did the first phase, and that's how we got the desire of the community for the amphitheater. Pathways, you know, I did forget to mention, we're going to put in a multi-purpose building so that DAR and DoCare and state parks have a more committed space where they could store things and have office, because as we inherit the lake, our kuleana is going to get much bigger. And we have a park caretaker that's live-in at this point, but we do need an additional space for that kind of stuff. In terms of the next phase, it's still a work in progress in terms of we want to get this stuff going first and then go out again with more outreach. But a key element that's going to change everything in terms of quality, which will take some time, is the repair of the spillway. Because right now the lake is artificially low due to spillway lack of capacity. And I think, you know, Brian and I have spoken for both water-based recreation and fishing, higher lake levels is going to be a game changer to the quality of the experience out there.
So I wasn't intending to kind of discuss the broader Waihewa irrigation system acquisition, but since we've got a little bit of time, so DLNR, DLNR, we have been working with, there was legislation about 3 years ago to acquire Waihewa irrigation system, including the dam and spillway. Currently, the dam and spillway have been identified by engineer division as, I'm not too sure, it might be high hazard. That the spillway, and there have been at times, not many, but there's been times where the spillway has gotten very high and it could potentially overflow and affect the downstream residents. So the acquisition includes the dam and spillway would be acquired by Department of Ag to upgrade it to dam safety standards, as well as including raising the water level for purposes of a recreational use by state parks. And then once the dam and spillway have been upgraded, those would be transferred to ADC, the Agricultural Development Corporation, to manage, to support the local farmers downstream. I think there is a recognition that that is a public purpose to support sustainable ag, and this infrastructure is critical for that. So DLNR, Department of Ag, and ADC have been working on this acquisition. We are, although legislative funds have been allocated, we are doing our due diligence to ensure that we know what we're acquiring. So there is due diligence on behalf of DLNR to determine the condition. We just want to make sure there's no 100-gallon drums buried and
under other stuff
or other stuff. So we're at the due diligence phase. We do intend to come to the board on a fuller presentation on this acquisition and how all the pieces fit. But I think we wanted to provide the board some additional perspective as we were talking about the spillway and the dam. But again, just focusing on this event. I'm assuming you have been working closely with the area senator.
He shows up.
Okay.
Yes, okay. He was there last year. Okay. You know, he's very thrilled. One thing, just for the edification of the board, because we all know it, but Dole Foods actually owns the reservoir currently.
You're correct.
And so the acquisition for the state to have it be EO'd to state parks is through Dole Foods.
So they're actually gifting us. So the transaction is Dole will gift to the state of Hawaii and DLNR in particular, the recreational the reservoir. And we have another landowner, Sustainable Hawaii, who owns the spillway and the irrigation system. And those will be purchased by the state for those that infrastructure. But another component of this acquisition also includes the intention to have a DoCare substation. It will be right outside along, not Farrington, what is it?
California.
California Highway. So there's a piece of property that DoCare is looking at acquiring for a substation in that, in Waihewa, as there really is no presence in that whole west end. So that's part of the entire acquisition, and that would be outside of the state park.
And to amplify that, we really will need doe care there, because once State Parks has inherited the whole reservoir, yeah, our administrative rules apply. Right now it's just under, yeah, Dole. So instantly upon that EO, there will be probably violations we're going to have to deal with, because now we're bringing in a set of regulatory and management rules. Primary problem really is the houseless is one of our prime challenges moving forward.
So these kinds of events are really critical to developing those bridges with the community and getting their support as we move forward on the much larger project. But yeah, when the state decided to acquire it, I said, I'm going to go out there and see what there's out there. And actually, it's quite beautiful. And I went on a boat and I was like, wow, I can really see this as a recreational resource. And maybe, Brian, I don't know if you can put trout inside here, but this is it. It really is a wonderful community asset. So thank you for the presentation.
Full disclosure, I was opposed to this for a long time. I was in denial that we were going to get a reservoir with a faulty spillway. But then last year, I brought my one-person canoe, dropped it in the water. And even though the water is very green, all you smell is eucalyptus. Mm-hmm. And it was an incredible recreational experience to paddle canoe. And, mm-hmm, of course, at the lower level, you can't see all the houses. So all you see is banks and yeah, trees. So, yeah, yeah. So that I was sold. Then I go, okay, we can do this.
It does make a difference. So with that being said, board members, do you have any questions for staff on the submittal, either State Parks or with Division of Aquatic Resources? Karen?
I have a question. Okay, so I heard that the applicants or everybody has to sign a liability application. Is there any requirement to have event insurance for vendors?
Yes.
Concession booths?
The community has a COI that will cover this event date. Yes, we have a form here we could share with everybody.
COI?
Certificate of insurance.
Sorry.
Lawyer.
Yeah.
Okay. So yes, Karen, yeah, thank you for the question. Any other questions? You have any others? Riley?
Yeah, I just had a couple. I think this is a really good opportunity for public-private partnerships. I think that's always important. To get the cooperation of the local community. So it's not like someone from a different area of the island is kind of taking over their area. So I appreciate that. One question I couldn't tell, and the water looks kind of murky, but what is the depth of the lake now that it's so low? Anybody know that?
Good question. I think Brian might be able to answer it, but I bent my rudder on my one-man canoe last year hitting a tree that was submerged. So in some places, it's kind of shallow. But Brian, do you know the current depth?
Yeah, not off the top of my head. I'd have to get back to you on that one.
Yeah, and one of the reasons I was asking, when I looked at some of the photos that were being shared, you got some pretty good-sized boats with fairly large outboard engines. I was just wondering if people hit the bottom, hit obstacles, ooh, obstructions as they're going along. We should just know what we're getting into if we're going to take it over. Yeah.
Yeah. So I know with that comment, I think State Parks and DAR has made a recommendation that for purposes of being a viable recreational facility, we have to have it. Is it 70 feet?
I think that was the figure we agreed upon would be the ideal depth for once the spillway is fixed.
So when they design the dam upgrades and spillway upgrades, we are requiring that they accommodate this DLNR's request of 70 feet depth.
Wow.
But
okay.
But it's not that deep at this time.
Yeah.
It is obviously a lot shallower.
It's about half.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
And then the last question I had was, there was a comment in the write-up about the revenues that are generated are recycled back into the group. I was just wondering if anybody knows, you know, is that $1,000, $5,000, $10,000? I think it's good that they're getting the money, they're putting the effort in. I just wondered what the magnitude was. Yeah.
Yeah, this is... by far a break-even event. So we basically garner fees from the vendors to pay for things like the publicity, signages, any type of tent rentals, tables and chairs. So We submitted an estimated budget for this year. We're hoping to grow it a little bit more, but yeah, if we estimate a net income of about $250 to come back, that would just go back towards the next possible event. So okay. Vendors are allowed to, would be allowed to sell, they pay the vendor fees and then
okay. They retained it.
Yeah, I mean, that sounds pretty typical of grassroots events.
Yeah.
I mean, you're not trying to make money, you're trying to create an activity for the community. So I support it. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Amy?
Thanks, Chair. Thanks for this. And Kurt, thanks for bringing up the safety question. I know that's not really the issue before us, but I feel similar to how it sounds like you used to feel about the dam safety issues here. It's obviously a big concern. So appreciate you flagging that. And we'll look forward to hearing more about it on a future agenda item. I appreciate you bringing up the caretaker point as well. I'm sure you know what I'm going to say, but I would be remiss having parks in front of me and not bringing up the continued unresolved issue of the caretaker at Mauna'ala. I know you know this is an issue and a concern for me. It's been over a year since the governor announced that there was going to be a second caretaker appointed to deal with the cultural issues at Mauna'ala. So as you're doing great work like this, and just want to really applaud you for the great work that you have done and the thorough work that you have done, hope that you are also attending to that incredibly important issue.
Thank you, Amy. Any other questions, board members? Okay. Is there anyone in the boardroom that wants to provide a comment? Is there anyone on Zoom? I'm going to close public comments. Board members, do I have a motion?
I move to approve.
Thank you. Do you have a second?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion that's been moved and seconded twice. Thank you for that. Thank you for that. So all in favor, please say aye or raise your hand.
Aye.
Okay. There are 1, 2, 3, 4. Amy, are you taking a no vote or abstaining?
I'm abstaining on this item.
Okay. So the motion passes with 4 votes. Very good. Oh my goodness gracious. I don't think I've ever had the pleasure of saying, having no other business before the board, the meeting is adjourned at 9:47.
That might be a record.
That is a record. Okay. And all of you on Zoom, thank you so much, Karen, Amy, and Riley. I'm sorry Poole wasn't able to join us, but thank you for joining us and providing us a quorum. And welcome on board, Calvin. We eased him in today. So thank you very much, board members. With that being said, I'm going to adjourn the meeting. Thank you so much.
Mahalo.
Mahalo.